Support for WAMC comes from Proctors, presenting the National Symphony Orchestra of Cuba, featuring pianist Nachito Herrera, October 26th, proctors.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. The Chicago White Sox have completed their first three-game home sweep of the Yankees in 21 years. Chris Sale struck out 13 and gave up only one run and three hits while pitching into the eighth inning of the Sox 2-1 win over the Yankees. The White Sox are now enjoying a two-game lead in the AL Central. The Yankees now have a three-game edge over Tampa Bay in the AL East, the Bombers' smallest advantage since late June. The Rays overtook Kansas City yesterday 5-3. In other American League action, Jared Weaver is 16-3 after limiting Boston to two runs and seven hits in seven innings of the Angels' 7-3 win against the Sox. In the National League, Colorado beat the Mets for the third straight night, 5-2. The Mets are 11-27 since a 3-1 win over the Cubs left them seven games over 500 on July 5th. Hours after Johan Santana was placed on the disabled list, prized rookie Matt Harvey gave the Mets another bright glimpse of the future with his latest impressive outing despite the loss. Harvey struck out 9 over 6 innings, giving him 43 strikeouts through his first 6 major league games. The Mets said that broke Nolan Ryan's previous club record of 42, according to research by the Elias Sports Bureau. Boston hosts the Angels again tonight, Yankees off until tomorrow night in Cleveland, and the Mets get one more shot at the Rockies in New York. The government deal that guaranteed a $75 million loan for Curt Schilling's video game company focused largely on how quickly the firm would bring jobs to Rhode Island. The State Economic Development Corp, whose board approved the loan guarantee, says it's doing an extensive review. 38 studios filed for bankruptcy in June. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.